Party Beats the Drum from Amsterdam in Holland. It's really great to be here. I hope you have some fun with us tonight.
Been together for a long time, and first me and Jori played in a different band, different type of music. More, I was scratching in that band. He plays the keyboards. And Roger was a friend of ours, and we just decided to make something new and different than we were used to.
And we wanted to get more into electronic dance music, and we didn't want to be just DJs on a stage or just people with electronic on a stage. So Roger has always been involved from the beginning, and he's doing all the visuals and all the video. He directs the videos and he does the visuals for the live set. It's a really important aspect of the shows. About the energy, I guess. I mean, it's like making people dance, making people jump, making people sweat and dirty and scream, stuff like that. And I mean, we try to make music to stimulate that kind of emotions, I guess. Well, we all live in Amsterdam. We moved there like a couple of years ago. We lived in a smaller place called Utrecht. And there Shum and I played in the other band before. And it's a nice scene of musicians that all, you know, like to experiment with different stuff, and all went like in different directions, and so that feels like a nice creative home base, you know. But you know, Amsterdam is a great place to live, and there's some more things going on there than in Utrecht. So now I think we're more in some kind of Amsterdam scene right now. We never rehearse. We don't really like to rehearse, but when we're performing, it's always nice to like find little things to surprise each other, you know. That's what playing is, it makes it fun for us to do, you know, to like do something unexpected once in a while. So
your body, invincible. so seductive, that wildness. And let the beat control your body. Get involved. Don't chase, allow this movement. And let the beat control your body. Some magic, some raw nerve. Surrender. And let the beat control your body. You're changed. Can't help it. Climb your edge. And let the beat control your body. Invincible. So seductive. That wildness. And let the beat control your body. Get involved. Don't chase the laugh. And let the beat control your body. Control your body.
I've played drums for a long time, but I haven't done it in a long time too, so it's a bit rusty. And he's a good, really good pianist and keyboard player.
And we consider ourselves like musicians and producers also, and Shom is also a DJ, but you know, we like creating all the sounds and writing all the songs. It's, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you do that on a saxophone or a synthesizer on a computer, I guess. I think the studio is always a bit of, it's a, like a different instrument, you know. There's we use like more analog gear, and we experiment more in the studio with different tempos, different beats, and different genres also. And for the live show, it's really, it's about the energy and getting that across and building a crazy party.
When we started out, we used a lot of samples from old funk and soul records. We sounded a bit more organic, I guess, a bit more hip hop, and it evolved into this more club sound or something. Yeah, and it's, we really like to use synthesizers a lot. We don't use a lot of samples from old recordings anymore. We really find it nicer to make a song from scratch without any sample.
I'm doing all the visual stuff actually. So we always, every time we play, we have screens behind us, and it really depends on what we can bring. Tonight we'll have a big screen behind us. I control everything that's happening there. And besides that, I make the music videos. So we have a lot of music videos. We made a lot of music videos the last couple of years, and I do that. So I'm always involved with what Shom and Yuri make in the studio. And based on that, in an early phase of their development, I try to make visual stuff with that.
And it's really connected. Like also the way he creates his visuals, it's pretty analog way of, you know, doing that. So it's a lot of stop motion photography, and it's very, he's got a real characteristic style, you know, that really matches well with the way we produce our music. We'll be right back.
got to be. That has 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 got to be.
I've been listening to hip-hop for a very long time, and I still like that energy of old hip-hop stuff. When they people ask me this question, I always mention the Beastie Boys because I like their vibe a lot and their music. Although their last album kind of wasn't that great, but they used to be really good. I don't know, he's been listening to guitar bands and yeah, the Beatles, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like The Cure and The Doors.
I like dance music when it rocks, you know, when it has like a more that than the, well, I don't know. Now I'm confusing myself. Never mind. But I do. Tonight will be a DJ set, so it's not our full live setup, because Roger normally he projects on a very big visual installation that's like 8 meters wide and 2.5 meters high, and that's like the full big live show where we have all the gear out. And tonight will be a DJ set, and you know, we trigger samples and play our own songs and songs from people we find inspiring or we like, and it's it will be dark and cool.
Played abroad from the start. We had opportunities to go within Europe mostly. Well, we went to Russia too and to Morocco to play music for people in other parts of the world. It's one of the best things.
Being a musician is pretty day-to-day life, you know, or year by year, or you know, if we the things that are happening for us now in the States, we couldn't have predicted that to happen last year, you know. So like new surprises come up all the time. So I guess for us it's really important to be able to keep doing what we're doing, you know, and to like be creative and travel to different places, and doors keep opening up all the time. And I think we'll keep doing that until we cannot walk or anymore, or jump.
Or our ears, or our ears don't work anymore.
Yeah. I hope we're not deaf in 10 years. That's something I really hope for. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Perfecto. Thank you.
What is really irritating, because I've got these strong punk rock roots, this kind of subculture is disappearing in Austria. It's really strange to see that the punks are getting fewer and fewer.
We traveled to Brazil and we went to what was the name?
Salvador
da Bahia. And I met a girl like on the first day, and she said, "Yeah, you have to come to me." And she just wrote me in a letter, "You have to come to Mussurunga, which is a suburb of Salvador." And I went there, and you know, the girl didn't show up, so everybody just told, "Okay, now you are DJ Mussurunga."
Yeah,
that's what we call it.
We're all the selectors getting excited. That's all I am. Black money. Black money, hear my clean hands. Black money, hear my clean hands.
I'm the cleaner, telling you a shadow. Read my lips and look into my honest eyes, and I know my time ain't tail. I'm the cleaner. Off your black money. I'm the cleaner with the open white clean hands.
My banger pound, written on my palm, tattooed on my forehead. Read my lips and look into my other eye. Black money. I'm cleaning. Black money.
Suitcase, letterbox office is offshore business.
Do you like this?
Letterbox office is offshore business. Tax haven.
TV selling on my up, my dear. Offshore, offshore. Ease and spray some tan. And clean shaven. Saving and a hard age yuck. To the next offshore tax haven. Clean. On the black money and the clean. All your black money on the cleaner. All your black money on the cleaner.
offshore business, cash all the payola. Little book of this offshore business and confidence, cash all the payola, corruption, bribery, and fraud. Our one and only friends, cash all the payola, bribery, and fraud. My only two friends, an addiction to drink, a new fame. Turn in the big wheel. Turn in the big wheel. Turn in the big wheel. And a cleaver of your black, black money. Black, black money. And a cleaner of your black, black money. Black, black money. Black, black money.
There is little differences. I think it's even more dance floor orientated than Fuck It. Actually, we're currently the corporate users of Fuck It. And so it's some kind of a test area also, some test project developing things for raves, parties, dance clubs, dance floors, to see how it works.
We came to dance.
But actually there we developed the plan to do some serious dance floor stuff, because the north of Brazil is Salvador is one of the hearts of the very raw samba. So we said let's go. And so we started, and he was already skilled in doing tracks and slightly in sound design, and I had to learn it. He was my teacher.
I'm an iPhone. I'm a pro consumer. I'm a pro consumer. I'm a pro consumer.
Yeah, there was some experiences. Like we met Venetian Snares, and we were always obsessed with these extremely accurate breakbeats. And we tried to simulate the stuff in other DAVs like Logic Audio or in Ableton, and we never got the accuracy, the precision. And these guys said, "Yeah, you need to work with trackers of a real man, program vertically going down." And so we were totally obsessed with it. And well, since then we are interested in breakbeats also, but also in the power and the weight of the bass. That's it. That's the main concept.
And everything that's yours shall be mine. We came to dance. We came to dance. We came to dance. With a hideous scream, and we talk you into a loan, and we'll take everything you own, you own, you own. And there is emptiness, and it's a dark, pulsating violence. For a soul, and my fierce number, all things still in stories. In fact, it's all fiction, but who can falsify? You see, I'm an artist, somewhere in England, I'm a chunker. An exopian, all the benefits are on the worldwide internet. I'm not there. I'm not there.
And also the projections. We use them also as an additional light source to add more movement. And it's totally synchronized with the sound. It's 3D, real-time 3D. It's pretty contemporary. And I like it, that's all. I like the aesthetics of that. People, especially my students, because I gave lectures at the University of Multimedia Arts in Salzburg, and they are highly interested in the combination of audio and video. It was gone for quite some time, but now it's coming back because it's so immersive. Stay there.
Sleep in this. Step power, step control, surrender.
interest. Real power society, financial district. Financial market chasing new targets. Devastating economies and welfare systems. I am the London Whale. I am the London Whale holding all these long positions. Default. 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 My dear, default. My dear, default. Default. Yes. 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 Default. Yes. Yes. Default. 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 Danke schön.
For me, it was always important, and all in all ancient cultures, it was always rhythm. And there was the rhythm, the beat of the drum, the sound, and the voices, pretty haptic and analog things, and they work until now. But you can simplify, you can intensify things using technology. And you can intensify the rhythm. You can make it deeper. You can make it harder. You can make it faster. However, and I think we've all been obsessed with ecstasy in a way, the positive ecstasy. You don't need drugs because it's just your endorphins and the hormones that drive you, and that's like a tribal ancient activity. and it might sound contradictory, but in this particular field, technology is extremely comfortable because you can free your mind, the machines work for you. You can move.
And that's why he said it's a kind of test department, because we are learning these techniques right now as well. We're trying to discover how do you produce a super heavy sub bass or whatever in the kick. And it's not this easy to get all this done in a very constructive way. It's kind of, so we have to work and we have to learn.
And we're still on the way. We learn from kids, some guys that are in their early 20s.
We're back.
Egocistic love, and it's between your legs. Suddenly you are prepared to give more than a day. She makes you leave your environment, and you are to change your habits. And when she leaves you, you can never be alone again. And when she leaves you, you can never be alone again. And when she leaves you, and when she leaves you, you can never be alone again. And when she leaves you, you can never be alone again. And when she leaves you, you can never be alone again. And sentimentality makes yourself
pathetic.
And sentimentality
makes you feel so lonely.
And when she leaves you, you can never be alone again. And when she leaves you, you can never be alone again.
You can never be
has got a proper education in music. I quit at the age of 18. I tried to learn the organ for churches. But then I went to the army, and it was the peak time of punk and new wave and post-punk, and so I said, fuck that all, yeah. And I took the mic. Now, I ain't got no proper skills, but I'm a fan, yeah, and then I'm sitting in front of my laptop and producing these tracks.
Yeah, but that's what all people do, actually. Yes. Yeah, they're trying to, I don't know, have some ideas and try to produce something. And
there is now this book from this German philosopher about dilettantism, yeah, and he has got a very pessimistic view on the whole topic. He says all these dull, dumb performers are taking over, no? And every soccer player can talk like the Pope ex cathedra. Actually, I think it's pretty arrogant to say you just can't produce art when you are a master, when you got a mastership. It's arrogant. It has to be much more democratic, and it has to be a flat hierarchy. You should have the opportunity. And I think the audience will choose if she likes it or not.
Yeah. And talent is just one thing. The other thing is how much time you spend on your work.
Passion.
Passion. If you got the passion to sit like 20, 30 hours a day and trying to learn
and the money,
then you can do something. It doesn't depend so much on talent.
And you don't have to be number one.
Subconscious, there is a hidden messages tearing me apart. Tearing me apart from subconscious. There is hidden messages. I will call it missions. End of pain. End of pain. End of pain. From the subconscious, there is hidden messages. Cruelty heals. Inhale. Exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale.
It's a sentimental ringtone from the realms of chaos. There's something inside me, but it's getting hot. Getting hot. hair and fever.
Emberiség végveszélyben.
Tudod, micsoda méreg ez? Egyetlen ampullával 100 000 ember ölhetsz meg.
Valamit tenni kell.
SA6 jelentkezik. SA6 jelentkezik.
Jöhet a szupertitkos magyar ügynök.
Vészjel! SA11 veszélyben van.
A keleti blokk James Bondja, Sir Remy, Bújtor István, Sota Irén, Ajtai Andor, Medvecki Ilona. Az oroszlán ugrani készül. Csütörtökön 21:35 a Dunán.
Vérd ezt fel magad türelemmel, erővel és lemondással.
Feleség.
Kötelessége, hogy örököst hozzon létre.
Anya.
Van okod azt hinni, hogy nem szülhetsz fiút?
Bálvány.
Belép valahová, minden szem rátapad. Ha távol van, a legtöbb társalgás az ő személye körül forog.
De a szerelem utáni vágy...
Gondol rám, amikor nincs velem.
Válaszút elé állítja.
Sosem adhatjuk fel az álmainkat.
Keira Knightley.
Fel tudod fogni, mit kérsz tőlem?
Ralph Fiennes.
Szeretem, ahogy képes vagyok ilyesmire.
A hercegnő. Vasárnap este a Dunán.
A nőnek ezekben a táncokban a legfontosabb, hogy figyeljen, és hogy mindig abban a pillanatban kész legyen, hogy a fiú mit akar vele csinálni.
Mindenkinek megvan a szerepe, ugyanígy a táncban is, mint az életben.
Táncolni nem csak lábbal kell, hanem fejjel is, és ez így együtt a kettő adja az egész embert.
Fölszállott apával. Hamarosan a Dunán.